episode 574, Relax.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, ladies. How is your weekend going? Can you believe it's already Saturday? It is Summer Sizzle Saturday. Yes. And you know what? It may still be summertime, but for some of you, you're no longer on summer vacation. It has ended. Oh, how it's not fair. For those of you who have already started the school year, I'm praying for you. And for those of you who don't until after Labor Day, I'm still praying for you. And for those of you who are in another country that's like, I'm just ready to get into summer, well, you know what? I wish I was where you were. Wherever you are in your Sizzle Saturday, I want you to know that I'm right there with you. I'm praying with you. And I want you to have a glorious day today. In your journey in life, we get the hustle and bustle, and ultimately we need to relax. Relax. With school around the corner, and some of you have already started, and then, you know, it's crazy, right? Your schedule is becoming bottlenecked way too fast. You feel like you're in a traffic jam and you can't get out of it. Relax. You go from freedom to no specific schedule to every hour being spelled out to what must be accomplished. It's even happening in the schools. The whole day is scheduled out. There's no room for spontaneity. Where did it go? Well, there's no room. You know, you get up in the morning, you got to brush your teeth, go to the bathroom, you know, get dressed, have breakfast, and then you're on the school bus, and then you're at school, and they have everything arranged where maybe you start with math, and then you go to PE, then you go to reading, and then for like 20 minutes, and then you go to English, and you come back to reading, and then you have lunch, and then you go to science, and then you hit history, and on and on and on. And even in preschool, it's like this. And if you just sent your child off to preschool, please don't freak out, Mama. It's going to be okay. They're going to have a wonderful time. But we need to take moments and understand what relax really means and how it can apply to our life. So on this Sizzle Saturday, I want you to relax. Don't plan anything. Don't overschedule yourself. Sleep in. Wouldn't that be amazing? Stay all day in your pajamas. Have a movie night or movie day. Sometimes for our family, where there's multiple movies and we've maybe bought or like maybe we've purchased two of them and we need to rent the third one, then we'll just make it like a movie day and we'll just watch one right after another. And it's so fun. Don't fret over the perfect eating plan or even getting the exercise in. Relax. Focus on each other. Give attention to what deserves your greatest attention. And that's your family. Whoever you consider your family. Now, it might be difficult. I know right now with us, we have two of our older children. They have a job and they work on the weekends, especially when they're in school and they're about ready to start school again. University starts up. And so we don't always have that time off. However, there are times when both of them are off. And you know what? Man, Dad and I are right there. We're making sure our schedule is free. Unless one of us or both of us are traveling for business, oh yeah, nothing's on the schedule. We free it up. And hopefully, there's nothing scheduled for the other kids at school. Once in a while, we run into that. But we make time. So at least once a month, we're making time together to focus on each other as a family. You might have to think about relax as not only as a verb in doing, but as a noun, as in scheduling. We overschedule ourselves, especially our children. And there's nothing better at rejuvenating our mind and our body and our spirit than to relax. It's like a vacation on purpose. Wouldn't it be awesome to have a vacation on purpose every single week? I can tell you who gave that idea from the very beginning. It was God. Relax. Think about how you could relax to stimulate and enhance your life. Make an effort to care for not just you, but your family. You deserve to live a life on purpose. In order to be your best selfie, you got to relax. And your family has to too. They can't be the best of themselves if they are not relaxing. You can only push yourself over and over and over again. Eventually what? You've heard the saying, you know, I'm working to the end. I'm working to death. I'm working myself to death. Yeah, you just might literally be doing that. Because your body needs time. It needs a break. It needs to not be crazy all the time, crazy busy, which we're so good at doing because it's so easy. So I want to encourage you to schedule your relax. Have a day with nothing on the calendar. And you may say, oh, it's not really that big of a deal. I'm young. I feel so good. I'm really not doing bad. My health is great. I have energy. Yeah, maybe I get tired once in a while. That may be now. But I want you to add on 10, 15 years, 25 years. How do you want to be with your grandchildren? How do you want to be with your husband when all your sweet, adorable children have moved out and they're living their life? You see, if you're working yourself to death and you're not giving yourself time to relax, that picture's going to be a little bit different. I know I'm getting closer to it. And it's not necessarily real bad. I mean, it's not that close, okay? No. My children are not engaged or married, and we have no little ones planned on the way yet. But I know that will come. I mean, come on. I have 5 children, so the likelihood of me having grandchildren, well, it's pretty great. And I'm excited about that, but just not right now. But I know that if I don't take care of me and relax and schedule it, it's just going to hurt me in the long term. And I know because I lived that life. And I was working myself to death. I had health scares along the way. The way my body reacts to things, how it handles stress. I don't want you caught up in that craziness. I mean, when I was living that life with the 5 children and they were involved in everything, it may have been great for them for a short period of time, but they were tired too. If your child is getting up and going, Mom, I just don't want to go. Maybe that's a good indication that you're overscheduling them and they don't want to disappoint you because maybe they think that you want them on the basketball team. It's your dream to see them on the team, and they don't want to disappoint you. Remember, you're their role model. They look up to you. They want to please you. I know, and as a parent, you're going, but I'm trying to please them. I want to give them every opportunity. Of course you do, because you're their parent, and you love them. But at the same time, we have to know when to pull back on the reins. We have to know when to let go of things. One of the best lessons I ever learned is in my tornado. And when I realized that, you know what? It's not about what my schedule says as to who I am. But I felt like, honestly, that's what I was doing. So let me ask you a tough question. Are you allowing your schedule to define who you are? Trying to be everything to everybody. Because if you think about it, there is something appealing and exalting when you are living a life of busy. Remember our hello? Hey, hello, how are you doing? Oh, I'm busy. And you're like, oh yeah, me too. It's like, yeah, baby, we're busy together. Man, come on, let's give a fist bump here. Woo, fist pump it up. No, it's not. Living that life of busy, it can destroy relationships, marriages, and even you. I mean, your health, your energy. It can destroy your dreams and your passions. You cannot be everything to everybody. You can't live on somebody else's expectations. You have to live your life. Remember, God created this world in 6 days and he rested on the seventh. Wow. He relaxed. He took a chill pill. You know he could have done it all at one time, right? You do know that. He didn't have to do certain things on certain days and take time, but you know what? With him doing that, what did that allow him to do? He could sit there and enjoy the beauty before him that he created, the magnificence of the world. Every single phase, every single stage, he was in control of it. So if you're hustling and bustling through life, living the I'm busy, and you're thinking, yeah, this is great. Fast forward 10, 15, 25 years, and what do you see? Now, yes, you may have seasons where it gets kind of crazy. Maybe you have two children that have volleyball and football. And it's just kind of, they're both around the same time. Okay, you recognize that this season is going to be a little bit crazy during this time. But does it have to be that, you know, 24/7, 365? No. But for some reason, our minds say, I'm not accomplishing anything if I'm not busy. And I can tell you for a fact, I'm accomplishing more not being busy. I'm productive. I'm living my life on purpose. Maybe it took a few falls, a broken marriage, to figure it all out. Losing almost everything that I ever worked for, my family, for me to figure it out. I don't want that for you. I want you to live your life on purpose because you were created for a purpose. You've got to make time to relax. And that includes your family. The older we get, the faster time flies. You've heard that saying. Well, you know why, right? Because we have begun to figure out the shortcuts in life. Technology makes it easier. So as the years have progressed from the day that this world was born, when God made day and night, it's only gotten faster. Yet the time actually moves the same. It's just that we've gotten smarter throughout our days, our years. And so therefore, yeah, it does feel like time goes faster the older we get. But it doesn't have to feel that way. Don't you want to see the beauty before you, the magnificence of your life, the blessings that God has bestowed on you, his bountiful gifts? Then I would encourage you today, relax and schedule that vacation on purpose. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.